Done.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is a time people are worried, they're frightened, they want someone who they have confidence in, and I believe I will be able to instill that confidence in the American people. And by the way, I'm in this race because I care about Americans. I'm not concerned about the very poor. We have a safety net there. If it needs repair, I'll fix it. I'm not concerned about the very rich. They're doing just fine. I'm concerned about the very heart of America, the 90-95% of Americans who right now are struggling, and I'll continue to take that message across the nation.
Here's Mitt Romney causing controversy. He said in an interview with CNN that he's not concerned with the very poor. Here we go. GOP race is where we get started. Another hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Talk host Mark Reardon with Josh Krauthauer from the National Journal about Romney's quote-unquote poor comment that's been drawing so much criticism and attention.
A lot of people have jumped on that, as you might imagine, and even though he won the floor primary, this comment, Josh, is really overshadowing that victory, isn't it?
Yeah, and this just shows that as skilled a candidate and as savvy a campaign that he's been running so far, he has this propensity, Romney does, of making the worst comments at the worst possible times. If you remember a few weeks ago, we talked about he liked firing people, even though it's taken out of context, it means a different thing. It's just not the kind of thing you say as a guy who's being perceived as rich and out of touch with the working class. And then today he says that he's basically through a blind eye to the poor people, and he doesn't think they need that much help. So this is the kind of thing that, you know, especially coming off a big victory in Florida, it's the last thing that Romney campaign needed, and they're already doing some pretty significant damage control to try to prevent Romney from being hurt significantly from this comment.
You know, I played the soundbite in the he gives the explanation, and he says what he's saying is that there is a safety net for the poor, and if, you know, if there are holes in it, then we want to fix it. But, you know, the first thing that I thought of this morning, and by the way, I'm sure you noticed this, he was hammered by a lot of conservatives. Now, these are people who aren't fans of Mitt Romney, but they were talking about this in terms of being just a custom-made commercial for the Democrats.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly something that could be used in a commercial, but I think the bigger issue that a lot of Republicans and conservatives especially have with the comment is that a lot of conservatives are really coming up with ideas to help the poor, and then they believe that a strong campaign from Romney, it depends on coming up with a strong message, not just being against Obama, but to come up with good policies that are the opposite of what Obama's been advocating. And you can't do that just by kind of saying, oh, it doesn't matter, well I'm just going to talk about the middle class. I really don't care about I think the social safety net is perfectly fine the way it is. A lot of the ideas that Newt Gingrich, in fact, is talking about on the campaign trail, deal with helping poverty, deal with helping getting a lower-class American up into the middle class.
It plays into that caricature, Josh, that Republicans don't care about the poor.
Well, I mean, Romney's a rich Republican, and the Republican Party is increasingly being made up of working class, blue collar voters. So, Romney's not a perfect fit for this Republican conservative electorate, but it's a class issue as much as an ideological issue. And the fact that he's underscoring that with these types of comments doesn't help him one bit.
All right, what were the final numbers in Florida? What's the takeaway from the Florida primary?
Yeah, Romney won 46% of the vote, about a 14 or 15 point big, comfortable defeat of Newt Gingrich. But the big takeaway, Mark, is that Romney did very well with the voters that are the most resistant to the Romney campaign, the ones that are evangelicals, that are have allegiance to the more conservative voters. Most of them, you know, Romney won, or at least competed very aggressively for most of them. And that's the big key going forward, because, you know, with Super Tuesday coming up next month in some big southern states, Romney needs to show he's going to win over the conservatives as well as the moderates, and that's what he needs to do to put this nomination away. And he went a long way in doing that and demonstrating he has broad appeal within the Republican Party last night in Florida.
You know, I think it was your post this morning, and I retweeted it on Twitter, pointing out that one of the undercurrent stories here is the fundraising on the Obama side, which has been a little softer.
Yeah, the Obama fundraising has been has not kept up to the pace that Bush Cheney did in 2004, even though it's very strong. But the bigger story is the super PACs and the Romney super PAC and American Crossroads, which is a group that Karl Rove has been advising. They have been able to spend more and more money. They're able to get unlimited donations from outside donors, and they are evening up the playing field. I mean, you add up all the Republican donations, you add up all the Democratic donations, and it's pretty even, Steven. So this notion that President Obama is going to have this huge financial advantage just doesn't seem to be borne by the fact.
More papers, more listening, all about the primaries. Upcoming caucus in Nevada is the next event, and the GOP race is what we're talking about here on the countdown.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-654-6449. That's 1-800-654-6449. 1-800-654-6449.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
I drank Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard. With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergen-C. 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy, fruity flavors you'll love. All to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at MyEmergen-C.com. Emergen-C. Feel the good.
Hey, it's freezing back here. Ooh.
Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Jed Babin from RealClearPolitics.com talks to host Tom Rose about Newt Gingrich and whether there's any point for him to stay in the race now.
I don't see a path for Gingrich to win it. You know, in order to do that, he's going to pretty much have to make a clean sweep on Super Tuesday. Between now and March 6th, there really isn't much to do that he can succeed in. Various caucus states, the Missouri primary, which really is kind of up in the air. You know, and you look at Super Tuesday, I don't see that Gingrich is going to pick off more than a couple of the 10 states. I mean, heck, in Virginia, where I am, he's not even on the ballot.
Well, that's because the dim bulbs of the Virginia Republican Party changed registration and
Just three months ago,
you got
this in Virginia. This is the fact that Newt did not have enough organization and ground game
there,
to get out and get the signatures. Nobody,
but there was a dramatic change in the requirements to get on the
ballot. Absolutely wrong. Absolutely wrong, sir. There were no changes in the rules. The rules have been that way for, I don't know, 10, 15 years.
I was under the impression, and it's certainly out there, the Washington Post has written about it, the Washington Times has written about it, that there were changes in the ballot requirements and that everybody had qualified initially, and then 90 days ago, 100 days ago, the state-controlled GOP issued quote-unquote updates. Is that not right? It's possible.
That is not correct. The updates clarified what was there. The question was validity of the signatures.
So they weren't.
And the validity of the signatures was an issue with the Gingrich petitions, and they just didn't pass muster.
Well, let me ask you this, because you've got far better political savvy than I do. Has this primary process reinforced or encouraged your belief at all that Mitt Romney is a fighting, believing conservative?
Not really. You know, I as I said a couple of days ago, you know, the more I see of Gingrich, the less I like him. The less I see of Romney, the more I like him. You know, the basic point here is Romney is a very smart guy. He's a pretty good campaigner. I think he found his toughness at least a little bit in taking on Gingrich and beating the heck out of him. But I don't think he's any more of a conservative than he was, you know, 2 years ago.
I mean, and for all this notion about his Reagan-esque appearance, I mean, Ronald Reagan ran on ideas, never on slash-and-burn politics. I just saw an analysis by Byron York in the Washington Examiner this morning. There were 13,000 television ads run by the Romney campaign in Florida. Every single one of them, except one web ad, every single one was a negative Newt attack job. Now, they may all well be valid, but where are his ideas? Where's his vision?
Hey, look, I'm not here to be a big fan of Mitt Romney. I think he has not done a very good job of that. You know, he says that he's going to repeal Obamacare. He says he has an economic plan. Well, I've taken a look at his economic plan, and I can't make heads or tails of it. I think he needs to be out there with ideas and proving that he's a better candidate, you know, not just because he can go and buy a lot of attack ads. Now, let's face it, the attack ads were both ways. And Gingrich was saying he was calling Romney everything but a gentleman. You know, that it's gotten so heated between the two of them, it's really personal right now.
It's beyond, I mean, it's horrendous.
Another host named Dave Gentry had another political analyst on his program. This guy's name is Rick Winkle. They talk about Gingrich's claims he's staying all the way to the convention.
Political establishment's pretty much lined up behind Romney, but Gingrich isn't giving it up. He's talking about taking it clear to the convention now. Is that unrealistic, do you think?
I'm not sure how realistic it is, but as you look back, I mean, pretty much everybody counted him out several months ago, and all of his staff exited.
Bob Schieffer said, I've counted him out twice now.
Right, so he's had these resurgence and fall back and resurgence. So, I mean, South Carolina was big for him. I mean, he obviously did very, very well, but maybe that was aberrant. I don't know, because Romney had a pretty easy time approaching 50% of the vote in Florida and really winning by double digits. So he did. He's established himself, but the only thing that kind of lingers is this whole notion that Romney does not seem to be able to distinguish himself and to really put this away. And I think what Gingrich and Santorum and probably Ron Paul, too, are planning is to stay on and to push this to convention. So we'll see.
Well, Santorum seems like he's running for vice president at this point. He's still hanging in there, and I don't know how money-wise he can stay in much longer.
Well, I don't know either, but, you know, February is going to be kind of a quiet month by comparison to what we've just been through. It's going to be kind of a doldrums here. There won't be the debates and that sort of thing. So there's no a chance for Newt Gingrich to find a stage and to you know, maybe try to hit a grand slam, but as he did in South Carolina.
Yeah.
But you know, I think that they'll have enough to hang on and maybe push it to the convention. The establishment would like to see, I think, as I read this, it looks like they would like to see Romney, you know, clinch this thing and put it to bed and turn their focus on Obama for the general election. And they can't make that pivot yet. And it's partly because Romney's been unable to do that. And I think it's kind of a failure on Romney's part to distinguish himself.
He has seemed a little more fiery in the last couple of days, but that's the first signs really we've seen of that.
Well, it's not so much, I guess, right? I think that's part of it, and his presentation and how he promotes himself. And yes, he did go negative in a big way. But I think people are looking for ideas. And they're looking for somebody that really, truly believes in these core principles that they can buy into and endorse and want to support and promote and vote for somebody like that. And Romney's not demonstrated that yet. He hasn't shown any sort of originality.
More talk radio reaction to the Florida primary. And then Nevada's coming up, so there's talk about that, too. And you'll hear it all here on the Countdown in a few moments.
Yeah.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part Urban Survival Mini Course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. FreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. FreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. Or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio, talk television, the new media, hustling and bustling about the biz of the GOP race. Host David Krucharski with Tony Winton from the AP about Mitt Romney's win in Florida and how that shapes the race heading to the caucuses in Nevada.
When we look at Mitt Romney coming into Florida, it seemed like he had to sell GOP, maybe established Republicans or Republican leaders, that he was the guy that can take on the president, that there was question that maybe Newt Gingrich had more of the acumen and more of the polish to take on a President Obama in debates. Does he seem more clear-spoken? Does it seem more directed? Or any kind of change watching him in Florida?
He takes every opportunity he can to attack the president and the policies of the White House. He has, you know, been thinking towards that eventual November election if he's the nominee. So that's something that both candidates have talked about. Romney now can point to a very large state. It's the biggest swing state in the country, fourth largest state in the nation, and say, you know, I want a decisive victory in Florida. I'm a candidate who can go all the way. It's a big, big turning point in his campaign.
And no murmurings this morning of any changes in the field, anybody dropping out, and it sounds like Gingrich is going to keep fighting in out west, am I right?
Right, he's going to keep fighting. He says the money is still coming in. The conservatives are still looking for someone to support. There is a group that is not supporting Mitt Romney, even in Florida. If you look at the smaller rural counties, they all voted for Gingrich. A lot of them voted for Newt Gingrich. Romney had his big victories in the big cities, Miami, Tampa, Orlando, and huge victories there. But in parts of the state, that was Gingrich territory. So they think that there's still a base out there. The question is, can it be collected? Can you get the support?
Here are some talk radio callers, and this is what they had to say about Tuesday's primary.
Just wanted to say that I think this thing is far from over. I think we saw a man in Newt last night that is committed to carry on, and that it's not a process that is necessarily detrimental to the Republican nominee in the fall. Usually when you have a bag and you shake it up, you get more cats, and this thing is going to be going on for a while. Newt Gingrich has come back more times in this campaign than the proverbial phoenix. And I think that he's still got some more fight left in him. He seems like he's usually best when he's pinned in the corner. And thing is not going to be over anytime soon. Romney, at his peril, I think, goes over the top in some of the attacks and has a real problem with the heart and soul of the Republican Party, and that is the evangelical Christian voters. That is the Republican counter to a lot of the organized labor and union support. And unless Mitt Romney can find a way to appeal to that core of the Republican Party, it's going to be very hard for him to defeat President Obama in November.
I was thrilled that Mitt Romney won Florida, and I think it really shows the larger piece where you have a state like Florida that's very diverse, much like the U.S., and Mitt Romney did very well across the board, and I think it just shows that he's the most electable candidate that we have and would pose the biggest challenge to President Obama across the entire country.
He's the only one that's not a flip-flopper, and as soon as people realize that, he's got a good chance to surge. Romney and Gingrich, they'll just tell you which way the wind's blowing. You know, whatever topic suits, the day, they'll repeat that. But Santorum standing firm on his beliefs. We need to have virtue like our founding fathers said. And if you can't be truthful and you can't trust somebody, you don't have a government. You know, we got to quit looking at who we appeal to and stick with our, core beliefs. And we really have to get our country back to where our founders, wanted us to have it.
More calls from you on the GOP candidates and the race at 800-510-8255. Listen for your voice when we continue here in the countdown.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra-moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
I'm in a state of caffeination, got all my fingers shaking, must have been my large Americano, mochaccino, macchiato. Now the family's gone to bed, and that's my favorite time to get some tips on better rates. Cause my State Farm guy answers late, and even when it's not my agent, someone's standing by so patient. Getting coverage questions answered helps me to relax. Get to a better state, State Farm.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225. Or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
A reminder again that now is the time for you to call if you would like to be heard when it comes to the GOP primaries. Newt Gingrich, Mitt Romney, Ron Paul, Rick Santorum. Let's hear from you on all of these people and the status as we move ahead. We all collectively seeking to find some, at least on the minds of some listeners anyway, a replacement. Pretty interesting news out about the status of Obama's presidency and how it reflects in the election. We get to that after we listen to a few of your initial calls. Andy, for example, listening to the Kiva in New Mexico. Let's go, sir, with you.
I support Newt Gingrich because I think he supports the Constitution and would follow it more than Mitt Romney. And the reason I don't like Mitt Romney is because he's like a piece of chrome. There's a thin layer of chrome that's nice and polished, and underneath is a piece of metal. And I just feel that if Obama's reelected, that the country, there'll be more turmoil and more division, and there'll be more people feeling like the economy is going to go back down again.
800-510-8255. Newt Gingrich is the candidate. It follows the Constitution, all right, where nobody else is going to do that. It appears, well, I'm going to let these calls stand for themselves. Rhonda, let's take a trip into California for your info.
Being a Christian myself, I can't see why the evangelicals are considering Romney an angel. His religion was started by this angel Moroni that claimed he was from the planet Pleiades, and Joseph Smith was reading off a magic stone he found in a well. It just really is not Christian at all. I've seen it on History Channel. They had a thing on the angel Moroni coming down from the planets, and in fact, that's where they believe they're going to go. They're each going to dominate a planet after death. If they make it to the top level, they have to go through all these routines, where in Christianity you're saved by Jesus' blood. Ron Paul, at least out of all of them, he's trying to go more on the peaceful side than the confrontational and preemption side. You know, with Iran, everybody's after their oil, but, you know, he sees maybe a better way. So out of the four of them, I think I'd have to go with him, if not President Obama.
All right. That's Newt Gingrich covered by a call, Mitt Romney covered by a call. That's another Mitt Romney call. Geraldine in Pennsylvania, go ahead, please.
Very happy about the results of yesterday, and I like a lot of things about Romney. And I think that there's too much focus on everyone's religion. I mean, we have superstars that are Mormons, and everybody readily accepts them for what they are, who they are, and don't judge them by their religion. I do think it's important, though, that we have people of moral fiber that won't have our tax dollars go to kill anybody. And they don't espouse violence. That's the most important part. And so far, we've had all decent leaders in that regard. And I think that we'll do even better than they did.
800-510-8255. Mitt Romney, the most moral of the Republican candidates. So you say? That's Romney and Paul may have some sort of strategic alliance going on. Gallup released their annual state-by-state presidential approval numbers yesterday, and the results may have the folks who are living in the White House at the moment pretty worried. If President Obama carries only the states where he had a net positive approval rating this past year, Michigan is an example. He went up to 44%, which is way off from where he was. He was at like 23% there before. He would lose the election to the Republican nominee 223 electoral votes to 215. So for those of you who are looking for something optimistic about having President Obama not there, again, the Gallup poll suggests if it's based on his approval rating, he loses big time if the election is today. So that's that number. As you know, there are many people who watch television in the daytime who enjoy the input of the ladies on The View. And this program here, we're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown show, you and me, because I'm listening to you. Love to let the ladies express themselves as a great combination of ideas and wit and intelligence. Here, the ladies talk about Mitt Romney's victory in Florida.
Mitt Romney just seemed to just kick butt all over Florida.
Yeah.
It was kind of fantastic. I mean, it was decisive victory. I mean, you got to kind of give
Newt
it to
Gingrich.
Against Newt Gingrich, and, you know, by 14 points. But Newt is saying, look, I'm going to keep on fighting right up until the Republican National Convention. Now, can he recover from that?
Yeah, so
you know,
because the clown show continues. I love it.
There are still a great many
debates.
We're done with the debates for a while. Okay. Well, you know, I think I don't have it in front of me, but I think the next big primary is what, March? The next big one? Is that true? Somebody better
tell
me. But in
Vegas,
any event, you know, there are still other primaries.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you know, you're not just doing this, you're doing this to win,
mm-hmm.
but you're also doing this for influence. You know, how much of the party is still dependent upon you. But one of the things that I thought, I mean, there are a lot of things that were interesting, but I keep looking at Calista and thinking, whatever you may want to say about her hair, you know, how tough it is for the wife and how well-behaved and how you have to just smile and go through. The husband can rant and rave. The wife has to behave with a certain dignity.
I've never heard her speak. Has anyone ever heard her speak on TV?
She waves a lot.
Yeah.
Well, but you know, she had a very interesting background because she worked in Congress for quite a few years.
Uh-huh.
This is a woman who was very well-educated and had a position in government. But also what I thought was interesting last night was, it was for me the first time that I saw Newt Gingrich's two daughters, grown
mm-hmm.
daughters,
mm-hmm.
by the first wife. So
right.
obviously, you know, they like daddy. They have forgiven
well,
him
okay.
for whatever he might have done or not done to the first wife. Kathy Gingrich Lubbers and Jackie Cushman, and both of them, do we have pictures of them? Or did
yeah,
we just
show
them? I was looking at my
yeah.
nose. And both of them got on, very charming women, to speak very lovingly, and with all the facts, he did this, he did that, he did. And I keep thinking, oh boy, it's so tough for the families,
it's
you
sure,
know.
It has to be.
I mean, I think I look out there.
Yeah, I have daughters.
I'm just curious. He's not sending them out. These are grown women who actually
want to do it. We don't know how they feel.
Grown women, they're actually adults choosing to do this.
So the ladies on The View with their view of Romney's family and Gingrich's family and the election and the toll on the family, et cetera, et cetera. Interesting. And it's a perspective to think about, it would seem. 800-510-8255. Bob, listening in Memphis on KWAM, you are now on the countdown. Please go ahead.
Doug, I'm getting a little, well, first of all, the most misused adjective that I know of is evangelical Christians. I'm a Southern Baptist, and my denomination is considered evangelical, but I guarantee you the Mormons knock on a lot more doors than we do. This is America. Man's got a right to his own faith. I don't see that being a barrier for Romney. I'm going to vote for him because I think Gingrich has lost it and Ron Paul's not getting a fair shake. But I think Romney's the only one, just like you said, ultra-conservative can't beat Obama. But I'm getting sick of the evangelical Christians being hypocritical and saying they're not going to vote for somebody because of their faith.
Yeah.
And that's about all I got to say on this.
All right. I think I'm pretty tired of it, too. I agree with you, sir. Thank you. 800-510-8255. More of your calls. What do you think, by the way? That's the food for thought department now. Let's put that into gear. As we look at the remaining candidates in the Republican field and the way that they attack one another just to get headlines, apparently, and to outrage whoever they can outrage, the Romney and Ron Paul conversations, you see them happening during some of these GOP debates. So you look at each other, they seem to be friends. They have not attacked one another at all. Apparently, back in 2008, they started a relationship. They've been involved in a relationship. And they, according to people who are kind of inside writing the history of all of this stuff, they are pretty, pretty interesting connection the two of them have. And if Romney is the winner, you can bet that Paul's influence will be somewhat, it won't be loud, but it'll be serious. That's the way I'm looking at it. I think it'll be serious. 800-510-8255. Sheila's in Brownsville, Tennessee, and you are now on the Countdown Live. Hi, Sheila.
Hi.
So what's on your mind?
I'm just saying, I don't know why people feel like Obama is the cause of whatever's going on out here in this world when he haven't been in the office for 4 years. And President Bush been in that 8 years, so he messed up everything. But they feel like Obama.
Do you want me to, answer? Do you want me to answer your question, or was that a rhetorical question?
That's the way I feel about it.
Okay, I'm glad you called. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Here's Mike in Newport News, Virginia. Mike, now let's listen to you and your thoughts. Please go ahead.
How's it going?
All right. How are you doing?
All right. I just thought I'd call to comment on Ron Paul, how the media kind of seems to just ignore him.
I think
he's one of the sound candidates that really stands for our Constitution and what the nation was founded on.
Very interesting man, a very smart man, sage, and someone to be dealt with. This time around, he has an influence that is serious, important. Not that he hasn't always had serious and important things to say. The news media, in its arrogance, wants to discount anybody that they can discount just because they want to, kind of their corporate heads want to try to control as much of your thinking as possible. And Ron Paul's having none of it. Neither are the people, especially the people that are, let's say, 18 to 34, who are the mainstay of his support. Their connection has nothing to do with the news media, and that's something the news media doesn't like because they express themselves and share thoughts on Facebook and Twitter, and they socialize their connections. And that's why Paul gets to the root of stuff. No filters. Paul doesn't really have a filter, and neither do his supporters. And that's what you're seeing. He's getting a fair shake among those people who really get it. And the people who don't.
Why do you think that the media really ignores him? I mean, maybe
because
maybe
they are.
Paul is really saying it's right. I mean, if you look at issues that surround our Constitution, and especially with the health care bill. If you vote for Romney, you're just getting somebody who believes that the health care bill is okay on the state level as opposed to the federal level.
Well, if
you look at Santorum, they've been establishment people for all along. You finally got a guy in there that's on a Republican ticket. And I just would urge people to vote their conscience and stand up for the Constitution. And don't let the media drag your opinions around and try to bias you into voting for the popular candidate. Maybe vote for who really has it right for once.
All right. I'm going to leave it at that so you've expressed yourself well. And I don't doubt that having a vote for Ron Paul is probably a vote for Romney in the end. But Romney, I think, as I said before, will be influenced heavily. He gets it. He sees what's going on. He's got there are plenty of masters that you must acknowledge and deal with as a part of this process and procedure. It still hasn't changed enough. But guys like Paul are on. The thing interesting is he's way beyond. He's the oldest by far of any of these candidates, most experienced, most sage. You'd think more people who are on the stage would want to listen to him instead of listening to themselves talk. 800-510-8255 here on the Countdown.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
Are you friends, sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pearl Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to pearlflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 2323. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's week. Order now from Pearl Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99, and will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 2323.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
800-510-8255. Yes, more of your calls on the GOP situation in a moment on the Countdown.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Wow, one of the best things about this program, which is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of what's going on, the hot hits in talk radio, at least issue-oriented, so the political talk radio world, is that many of the folks who are listening to programs like this are pretty smart and follow along with some abandon and detail what is actually going on, and they bring to light things that the news media doesn't. That's why people get a lot of their information from listening to a lot of these programs, and I'm thankful that some of you tell me that you get a lot of information because we present both sides of the issues and voices from radio stations that program both sides and television networks, mostly Fox on one side and MSNBC on the other. And so from that comes a story about the Gingrich campaign, robocalling in Florida. The claim on the call was that Mitt Romney once took kosher food away from Holocaust survivors. The allegation was made in a call that came from some of these anti-robocop activists. So this obviously was targeted at the large Jewish population in Florida. And so here is, we actually have the call. You can listen to the audio of the call, and you make up your mind yourself if you want. Call us at 800-510-8255.
As governor of Massachusetts, Mitt Romney vetoed a bill paying for kosher food for our seniors in nursing homes. Holocaust survivors, who for the first time were forced to eat non-kosher because Romney thought $5 was too much to pay for our grandparents to eat kosher. Where is Mitt Romney's compassion for our seniors? Tuesday, you can end Mitt Romney's hypocrisy on religious freedom with a vote for Newt Gingrich, paid for by Newt 2012.
Okay, so let me, if you didn't quite get this or you couldn't, it wasn't clear enough, what that gentleman just said is as follows. As governor of Massachusetts, Mitt Romney vetoed a bill paying for kosher food for our seniors in nursing homes. Holocaust survivors who for the first time were forced to eat non-kosher because Romney thought $5 was too much to pay for our grandparents to eat kosher. Where is Mitt Romney's compassion for our seniors? Tuesday, you can end Mitt Romney's hypocrisy on religious freedom with a vote for Newt Gingrich, paid for by Newt 2012. The call references Romney's veto of a bill. It came up at a time that some of the nursing homes in Massachusetts were considering eliminating their kosher kitchens during a period of budget cuts. The plan was to instead bus in kosher food from other locations. The bill Romney vetoed would have given an additional $600,000 in funding to nursing homes, therefore making it possible for them to continue cooking kosher food on the site. Hello? All right, so Brian was the inspiration. He's listening in Richmond, Virginia. Thank you for suggesting all that, Brian. Where did you first hear about that?
Oh, I heard it on another radio program, to be honest, and I looked into it a little bit and saw something on it, but I never did. I was never able to track it down, and then that's why I called you guys, and I thought if you had anything, if it were true. Like,
there it is.
That's the first time I heard the audio. I appreciate that very much. Man, you guys are quick and very good. I love your morning shows. Hey, but listen, that is disgusting for Gingrich to put that out there. And you know what else? Gingrich didn't even have the decency, which is, as I understand, customary to call after you lose.
Right.
Okay.
He lost the winner.
Yeah. And that's what Romney did in South Carolina. Why didn't, Gingrich is just, I don't know what to use as a theatrical.
He's a bully. He's a bully.
Well,
that's what he is.
Listen,
he's a bully.
Very quickly, people forget, and this is not something to judge it on, but I'm saying it's a great model to look at. Romney did really have a hand in basically salvaging the O2 Olympics, which is a worldwide venture.
Yeah.
It includes all the world's countries of all the, it's a big deal.
Here's the way you might want to look at it. He is someone who has made a difference. He's, the more I look at him, I don't like his connections to big money. That bothers me. But the other things, if you can take that, that's part of the system. It just is the way it is. Whether he'll do something about it or somebody else will do something about it. When you look at his overall record of things, moderation, which wins the day, hello.
Yes.
He did work. I'm a part-time resident of Massachusetts as well as California. And I will tell you, Massachusetts ran a lot more smoothly when he was governor than it is now. And most of the other states in the union, frankly, where there is a lot of disagreement about how to do things, he brought a lot of people together. And the Olympics showed that as well. So I'm glad you brought that up, Brian, and I'm happy you called to call our attention to that issue. And as we find the time is waning, I appreciate all of your input and thoughts here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.